providing your news talk and sports. We are Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and WXCO, 1230 AM.
Tiny bubbles.
Seriously, Luke, this is what you brought us to. We're doing we're doing Hawaiian Don Ho music. Because
I don't think there's cockatoos in Hawaii though. And I have like they're white cockatoos or something on my shirt. I don't think it's Hawaiian. I got it for my brother got married in Cabo last April. And so I needed like some nice like linen shirts to go into the 90 to 100 degree heat to sit by the pool, and this is what I got. And
so clearly next week we will be getting somebody booked who is a fashion expert to talk about what actually constitutes a dad shirt, you know, and when does it become a Hawaiian shirt, when does it become a bowling shirt, and when does it in Kristen's case become something you got off the pile at Ragstock? But you know, it matches your Packer jersey, so we'll let that slide. We are talking with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, Dr. Ann Helms. Dr. Lyerly is an OBGYN. Dr. Helms is a critical care neurologist, because we are trying to, they are trying to, especially through the Committee to Protect Healthcare, trying to get people to understand that the repeal of reproductive rights in Roe v. Wade and going even further with strict bans is not just, interfering in medicine. It is quite real, the life or death connotations that may come of that. You were joined by a couple of other physicians as well. And Kristen, I'll come to you on one of these. And that is that, and actually you mentioned this as well, when we're talking about the life of the mother and whether the life of the mother language is clear enough in the current 1849 ban or in anything else, that's the kind of thing that, again, that can turn on a dime. Mm-hmm. In terms of, you know, when are we talking about life of the mother versus, you know, just a bad day?
Yeah. Unfortunately, these people don't have meters on them that tell us, hey, it's time to intervene. So we have to be able to use our clinical judgment. And if there's one thing an obstetrician knows about taking care of a pregnant person, it's that they look good. They look stable. Even when we know they have a lot of risk factors and we're watching them very closely, they tend to be okay until they're not. And that can turn so quickly. And in those cases, we need to act often within minutes. We don't have time to hem and haw about what's happening here. And I think that's one of the most difficult things for people to understand. When we're trying to assess someone's risk factors, we're guessing, but we're using all of the information, all of the evidence we have, as well as the patient's values and desires and emotional status and everything else. We're trying to take holistic care of our patients. All of that makes these decisions incredibly complex. And even for those of us with medical training, we have a hard time figuring out that perfect time to deliver a patient. But a lawyer or a politician like Tim Michaels, there's no way that he can even begin to understand the complexities present here. And he's demonstrated that as he's flip-flopped on some of these very delicate issues.
And not only just in something like, you know, a pregnancy where conditions can change quickly, but Dr. Helms, it was pointed out by Dr. Jill Masana yesterday as well, that when it comes to infections and sepsis and things like that, again, infections aren't something that immediately present themselves. And there are shades of gray that you have to deal with as a neurologist that, you know, no politician could even pretend to understand.
No, I mean, one of the things that's an area of specialty for me is women's vascular health. So I deal with a woman who's had a history of stroke, who has a pregnancy, or someone who develops a stroke during pregnancy is one of the areas of specialty for me. So if somebody has had those sorts of issues, a pregnancy may be extraordinarily risky. And going into it, there's going to be a lot of feelings that any individual patient is going to have. And if something were to happen during that pregnancy, it's a lot better to have the ability to treat that patient how they would want to be treated than to have to check the laws to see what I'm allowed to do.
Kristen, I asked the question yesterday about what, and you, I'm going to show my age here, what I'm going to call Hawkeye Pierce syndrome, but somebody could just as easily pick the doctor from House or the or a whole host of doctors on TV. And the thinking is that that's what every doctor is this, you know, rebellious, you know, scamp who will always find a way around the rules to do what is necessary. It's a line of thinking that says, look, you know, these doctors are just complaining. There's actually no need to change the rules because, you know, they have the ultimate discretion and judgment, and they will do whatever it is they need to do because, you know, that's what Hawkeye would do on MASH or whatever. And the fact of the matter is, as I know from being married to a physician, there are very strict rules and ethical standards and the law that must be followed that actually doctors very much have metaphorical handcuffs on with these kinds of situations.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting much more of a radar vibe from you looking at you on Facebook with this.
Henry
on.
Blake, I think, is probably what you're really looking for here. Yeah.
As long as it's not... Larry Linville.
No, but you're right. Like, we all love a good story. We all love a good outcome. We all love to see the hero win in the end, especially when they're breaking the rules and doing the right things in a difficult situation. But we all live in reality too. And these complicated situations, I mean, Dr. Helms mentioned a patient with a history of stroke. When someone shows up in my office who's had a history of stroke in her typically 20s or 30s, because that's when most women are pregnant, that is a whole different kind of pregnancy management scenario. Mm-hmm. And we are really seriously early on in pregnancy when the risks aren't as great, because the more pregnant you are, the riskier it gets. So early on, we're talking about blood thinners and premature delivery and all of these outcomes that when we're thinking as people and we're trying to build our families and we're thinking about the joyful side of pregnancy, we don't think about all of these details, but they happen. These stories mm-hmm. are not uncommon. Just yesterday, I spoke with a woman who had a history of like 7 abdominal surgeries for her gut was malrotated. When she was an embryo, everything twisted in the wrong direction. So inside of her, everything is very different and confusing. Her bowels don't work the way that people's bowels typically work. So she actually has a pacer inside of her body. And I'm sharing this information because a lot of people probably have never heard of these things, mm-hmm. but that's our bread and butter. Mm-hmm. That's what we deal with. So this is a woman who has always wanted to have a family, but she also recognizes that her machinery makes a pregnancy very dangerous for her. And we were talking about a pregnancy termination, and she was sharing her very complicated feelings, but also her knowledge that as someone in a committed relationship with a husband who's always wanted this, she recognizes that this just isn't the right path. And we have to respect people's decisions. And the funny thing about Tim Michaels is that he's all about freedom. He's had the freedom tour, but he's not about our freedoms. He's not about our personal freedoms to make our individual decisions about our own bodies. And I find that so incredibly bizarre.
Well, because
let me jump in for a second on what Pat was sure, just Anne. Asking about the do doctors kind of skirt the rules. And mm-hmm. one of the other things that I do is sit on the hospital ethics committee. So, you know, we had, you know, critical powwows to talk about how are we going to approach this? What are we going to do? And no one is going to be skirting this law and risking going to prison. I mean, they're not talking about getting you a reprimand or taking away your medical license. They're talking about putting doctors in prison, some places for life, for providing healthcare that a patient needs. This is a new frontier. This has never really been done to say we're going to outlaw something that is normal, approved medical care to keep people alive and healthy. And that is new. We've never seen this before. So no one knows what's really going to happen. And it's terrifying for the patients and for the doctors.
Well, and this is not malpractice. You know, like you listen to people talk about malpractice, doctors and patients, and like malpractice happens, but this is not malpractice. Mm-mm. You can be practicing appropriately, not malpractice, and still receive a criminal charge that would put you in jail in Wisconsin.
And along the same lines, and kind of in the vein of the, you know, the whole rebel myth that's out there, is something that that Governor Evers said that made a lot of people happy, but, you know, but then there was kind of that cold splash of reality that came along with it. And it was when Governor Evers said, to great cheers, I know, because he said it at the state Democratic convention, and I was in the hall at the time, was that, you know, he would grant clemency to any doctors who were prosecuted under this law. But Dr. Helms, it's not that easy.
There's a problem. Yeah. There's a problem because the statute of limitation is 6 years. And the term that Governor Evers has left is not that long. And, you know, Josh Call said he would never prosecute. But also, he has a term that isn't long enough for us to be sure that we'd be protected. And so no one is availing themselves of that, you know, clemency. Nobody I know in the state, and I've obviously been in contact with a lot of people, Dr. Lyerly probably knows more, but I don't know of anybody who is flouting the law because the consequences are extraordinary.
But I think the governor certainly had, you know, the right idea. I know you spoke, Kristen, with him this week, where to at least get that sentiment out there that there will be, people in public office like him who will, you know, look for whatever paths are available. That certainly is one path that's available to him. But both he and Josh Call, I think, would be the first to tell you or any of us, you know, the most secure path is to, you know, win re-election.
Oh, of course. It's absolutely fundamental that the two of them get reelected. And I think they are trying to do everything that they can within the scope of their office, but there's very little that they can do to truly protect us right now. And I have to say, Governor Evers, this is personal for Governor Evers. Many people don't know this, but his daughter is an obstetrician gynecologist in Madison. We worked together when I was training. He has 8 granddaughters. This to him is not a political issue. This is 100% an issue of freedom and women's rights.
Mm-hmm. And on the Josh Call side of things, state attorney general, you have Eric Toney as the new nominee. And we spoke the other day about how, as Fond du Lac County District Attorney, the overzealous, to put it mildly, prosecution of a woman for mistakenly putting down an address on her voter registration and wanting to charge her with felony voter fraud. Somebody who, by the way, registered to vote because she wanted to vote for Donald Trump. If that's what he'll do with one woman making a mistake registering to vote, one can only imagine what Eric Toney is going to be talking about doing if he's elected Attorney General, Kristen.
It is just the continuation of this ridiculous, bizarre branch of they're not even Republicans. They're just this weird Trump cult that have completely lost touch with reality and common sense. And I think that just makes the problem even worse. Most of us recognize that this is not right. And we want to go back to a time when you could go borrow a cup of sugar from your neighbor. But we got to get back to that.
There are bigger battles to fight right now. Kristen Lyerly and Ann Helms will join us on the other side of this break. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.